It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
To my left, it's been a minute, I'm joined by...
Yeah, you done know, K-A to the Z, sitting next to Michael Akadiri.
Come on.
And Darren G.
You recovered from what you had?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
AIDS.
you recovered from the big one?
Yeah.
We didn't think it was possible.
Recovered from the HIV.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't think it was possible. Hey. Normally people we just have to live with it, but you fully overcame it.
With God, anything's possible.
Amen. Damn. you just shaming Magic Johnson. That's crazy.
Shaming him? He got over it as well, didn't he?
He still got it.
I thought he'd stopped. I thought he just went, stop that.
Well, he ain't dead, so that's...
He living good.
He got it in the 80s.
Yeah, so that's cured, basically.
That's a different strain.
That's the death strain.
You're gone.
You just start coughing and then
you go.
Yeah,
you go.
You lose a whole bunch of weight and you're out.
This is just real talk.
He really survived.
Yeah.
He really, imagine really
conspiracy,
survive.
Conspiracy, did he even have it? Was it a publicity stunt?
Yeah,
was it PR?
I've heard that.
PR. Okay, what's the conspiracy?
So, because AIDS was like the gay. Drugs, he just had bad PR.
Yeah.
AIDS. So there's like, we need the coolest dude to get AIDS.
We need the coolest black guy.
Yeah.
He's a brand ambassador.
The head of the NBA. The like, main guy of the NBA.
Yeah, because it's like, from day one, people are like, you don't die from AIDS. It's like, no! Get the gay AIDS away from me. And there's like, that's. Can we stop that, guys? You know, you can get AIDS if you're not gay. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, no doubt.
You get AIDS, so it's like, let's get Magic Johnson on this.
You can definitely get AIDS if you're not gay.
I'm even going to start this pod by congratulating you.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
Yeah, give you an out. I'm going to confiscate the spades.
If we don't bleep these things out, man, we're going back to the job center.
Yeah, you may have seen it last week on these socials, but we wanted to do it on the pod. Kazeem, what's the good news? What am I alluding to?
Oh, I've got a vasectomy.
What the? Two kids and out?
No, I didn't get a vasectomy, man. Still busting nuts.
Bloody seahorse.
I quit my job.
Hey, come on! Hey!
See, I'm so shit at following people on social, I didn't even know.
Come on!
Come on,
we're on a podcast where we support people leaving their main source of income. That's what we
do.
We support that. How many kids you got?
Huh?
You got two kids and he's leaving his job because he believes in his hustle. That's a real nigga right there. That's a real nigga right there. Real niggas believe in their source. What are you?
Nervous.
You're a nervous nigga.
Stop saying that word. The bleeps over the air.
So you bleeps today.
I just know I'm going to see them what do you call them?
What,
timestamps coming.
Timestamps.
Oh, God. Where is it? 11 or what?
Come on, though.
Bring the volume down.
So, how are you feeling?
Up until this point, I was pretty excited. Thanks, Mike.
No, but that's
he's on the other side of it, though.
Yeah, I'm on the other side.
He hasn't gone like, crawling back to his job.
Yeah, I'm still thriving.
No, I need Mike's help. He did say he was gonna call me. He did call me. I have to admit, I thought you meant in the evening.
Oh, stop it!
So I was snoozing.
That's what I said. He said he wants the lowdown on living on this side of the fence,
yeah.
The self-employed fence. I said I'm driving back from Blackpool.
Perfect time for the call.
Yeah,
because I'm trying not to fall asleep and kill myself.
100%. So yeah. I said I'm leaving early though.
Was in the evening?
I said I'm gonna call in the morning. I said
no, you didn't say in the morning.
No, I gave you two times. So I said one afternoon or this morning. Check it. And then he said, at the morning, I said, you know what? Cool, perfect. Keep me alive.
People my friend. At like 11:30.
And then I call 8. I said, 8 or 9. I said, cool. I call 8. No response. I said, okay, you know. In fact, I'm driving anyway. It's no loss to me. Then he messages, oh, my bad, cuz. We'll catch up in person. But anyways.
Okay, yeah.
I've got really clear. I'm not driving down in the morning. He's like, he even said, yeah, perfect.
I said, yeah, let's do Sunday morning.
I said, this is the time you chose. And you're not even to pick it up. I said, forget it.
Yeah, it was one call. You didn't call me.
That's it. Ain't got time for this.
Ain't got time for this. I'm on the M-way.
We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, we'll convene. But
I pretty much all it was is that I just wanted as many contexts as possible.
Yeah,
you need to eat. Mm. You need to eat. Mm. But no, it's good. It's good that you're believing in yourself. What made you take the jump?
If I'm being really honest, man, obviously I work in education. Still currently, although the video's out, I'm working my notice period.
I was actually
of course.
Huh?
3 months or end of term.
End of term.
Yeah.
So I'll be working right up until the summer holidays, which coincides nicely with a month of. Whatever, and then Shuri goes back to work. So,
come to Edinburgh on the 19th, mate. Yeah, 2 days. I'm going there for 2 days.
Might do, yeah. I've got a comedian spot in August, so I need to terminate. It's the 25th. Anyway, I was going into work every day pretty much from September and being like, I don't want to be here.
Oh, so you've held this for a long while?
Yeah, I was like, every day just walking in and just trying to convince myself to just like knuckle down, get the job done, bloody, bloody, bloody.
Yeah.
And if I'm being really and truly honest, it was actually, the catalyst was actually 90% of my colleagues. Let's not call them colleagues. Let's call them 90% of the people that turn up to the building. The 10% of us work really hard at. Okay? So, and I was like, I can't, and I'm in a management role, and I was like, I can't continue to try and lead people that are older than me and more experienced than me, got degrees in that, and I'm literally having to mark their work because they can't be trusted to. Anyway, I digress, and it was really wrecking my brain, and I was like, you know what, I'm in here every day. I've even got pieces of paper in my office where I'm sitting there just writing jokes and stuff like that, right? And just,
your mind's elsewhere.
My mind's elsewhere, and I was like, you know what, I think I can do it. And it helps that, you know, Shree's going back to work. The boy has a free nursery place, so I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna make what I make now.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's eat shit for a couple of years and see where it gets us. And I walked in on a Monday, and said, so yeah, Monday, last Monday, and I was just in the office and I was like, you know what, fuck this, man. And I drafted the email, and I've had my resignation letter on my computer for 2 years.
Oh, damn, okay.
I've had two on my computer for 2 years. Jeez. And
you've been ready to leave.
Yeah, and I labelled them Grenade and Grenade 2. Because the way I was going to let them off was going to be devastating. But I just
you can't,
I handed them the grenade with the pin still in it and said, if you choose to play yourself, that's your business. And I had a couple of my friends in the office that I shared the office with, and then they left, and I just went, and I took my phone out, and I filmed it, and I filmed like the screen, I filmed myself, I was like, we're gonna do this, man, and then I put it back on the screen, and it's like, 1, 2, 3, I can press send, and I was like, alright, no turning back now.
You committed.
And, yeah, and then, a couple of days went by, and no one actually acknowledged my
resignation. That sounds like education for one month.
No one actually acknowledged that. really good chat. And then that's when I went home and told everyone. Because I didn't tell anyone.
That was just in my mind. Let me not just interrupt. Let me just tell his story again. Did he discuss the story before or after? Because he's the kind of madman who goes, yeah, I'll quit my job first, then tell my business.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah.
That is wild. What was it? Is it that you didn't want her to talk you out of the decision? Or like, why was it a thought you had? Was she an afterthought? Like,
well, one, on the Monday, I didn't go into work knowing I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, I'm basically in my resignation letter, I left the door open for them to offer me something else.
Right.
And keep me on, just not in a management role. Something like just turn up, do a job, go home. They didn't.
They're like, we've been waiting for you to leave.
probably, yeah. And and then obviously Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday went by. And I didn't catch up with the head teacher until Thursday. So I was like, I don't know what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Mm. Let me wait to hear what they're going to say and then go home and tell everyone this is what's happening. And then, I just went back on the Thursday and said, man's out of here. And, Cherie was cool. My mum was cool. That was it, really.
No, it's good that they're supportive. It's just more like, if you're like, what the fuck? Like, no, you know what? No, let me ask something in my head. When you had the thought of, I want to do this, was there anything that said, hold on, let me discuss this first? Because in the household I'm in, it's not just me.
No.
That's real.
No. I can't lie, no. And also, I guess the other thing is that my mum and Cherie, they all knew that I was unhappy there. So it wasn't a surprise when I came home. Like, on a couple of occasions, in 2024, my mum has been like, how's work? And I've been like, it's all right. And she was like, what are you going to do? Tell me you handed your resignation. And I was like, not yet. So, like, my mum's questioned me on it.
Yeah.
Like, have you done it? And I've been like, nah. And then I came home and was like, yeah, I did it.
So it's more they were anticipating something.
They thought I was going to do it at the end of the year.
Calendar year?
No, it's academic year.
Okay, all right.
So. And I just needed to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just needed to press send. I needed to let them know, and I needed to let myself know, really, that, hey, here we go. What's his name? That does all the transfers.
Magic Johnson?
No, for Fabrizio.
Here we go.
Fabrizio.
It's a reminder.
So, yeah, and then I made that video on Sunday, edited on Sunday. Made the announcement Monday, really good reception on it. And yeah, man, I'm going to document the whole thing. And it's time to get to work, really. With the content, with the gigs, with the writing.
So what are you going to do differently with your time now? So obviously, you got... Before you probably...
Sorry. So you're now stay-at-home dad?
No.
He is!
You're right, you're going to be stay-at-home dad.
Yeah!
You're
going to
be stay-at-home dad. He's gonna be at nursery. He's just gonna just be stay at home.
Stay at home chilling. You're gonna just be chilling. What, full time? You're going full time, 5 days?
Don't jealous me.
You're going 5 days?
God wants what God wants.
Five.
No, I'm joking. There'll obviously be days, and I said this, there'll be days like you just wanna go to work and have that time away from. Even though he'll be going into a different classroom or whatever from Cherie. So there'll probably be days when I have him, where we'll do a half day, I'll go get him. And stuff like that. Do the school runs?
Yeah, no, but largely.
Largely.
It's 5 days.
We outside.
You just chilling.
No, there's not going to be any chilling. Like, basically, I was going into work and putting in about 25% effort and still getting a job done. And I would sit there and be like, you're not even trying, man. This is, you know what I mean? Like, you're not even putting 100% in because you're not passionate about it.
Yeah.
You're just like putting in like 25, 50% effort in. And like, not even to blow my own trumpet, but like still blowing it out of the water. And being like, all right, cool. Imagine if you put 100% in and learn, like I do safeguard, innit? And learn every single legislation and every single agency out there.
Don't put it out there that you're doing 20% of safeguarding.
No, but like, it was like, the other stuff was stuff that, so So basically, when I would meet with these other safeguarding people across the company,
yeah,
like, these man, that's what they're on.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell when it's something's a passion or something's just in
that's
passing.
What they're on. They're like, they like the keeping children safe in education.
Yeah,
is thick. Pause. Yeah. And these men know it front to back.
That,
I
page
know
91.
Bits and anything else, I will just go and reference. I'd be like,
yeah.
But these men are on it. Like, same way you'd go, like, someone would say to us, like, I don't know, like, describe the inside of Top Secret or whatever, yeah? Or whatever comedy club. Describe
the
inside.
Yeah, they just know it.
They just know it. We know it. And I was like, I'm not even putting the effort in. So I was like, once I hit send, I was like, you know now that, like, this is it. This is the last thing that you're not going to put 100% effort in.
Mm.
Like, the last season I played rugby, that pre-season, I put 100% effort in. And then, unfortunately, I quit before the season started.
Mm.
Again, because I lost my passion for it. And then I was like, I started in this education role and stuff with mad passion, loving it. And in the end, I was just like, then I've got an agent and got big gigs. And you know, certain things keep telling you, like, hey, you keep getting percentages added, like 10%, 20% of your confidence going, I can do this.
Yeah, no doubt.
So then it was like, right, so now I'm, let's just say 25% focused on work. The other 75% is like, hey, this voice in your head going, hey, you know you can do it. And imagine if you had all this time. Imagine you had like the quarter of a morning or half a morning to edit the whole podcast instead of an evening after the kids have gone to bed, you're knackered, you just want to go to sleep.
No, 100%.
All of those things, I'm like, wow, I could, like, so now my day is going to be like, it's like, going to be a job.
Yeah, that's the way to see it.
Yeah, not just with joke writing and going to do stand-up, but everything with the, like, emails and, like, just reaching out to people and reaching out to do things and doing self-tapes and doing voiceovers and sending them out or auditions and all of that, making content, making different types of content, you know, it's not just sketches, not just stand-up clips, like going out, doing different things, trying to, like...
It has to be seen as a job and treated
like a
job.
It's going to be a schedule, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, for, like, this is what I'm on.
But 100%. Mm. No, I'm glad you're thinking like that. And big up, man, big up. It says everyone's stand-up journey takes them wherever it takes them, but to get to the point where you're like, you know what, this could be my main source of income and I'm going to make it happen, that's a big accolade, man. That's a huge milestone, so big up on that. So
thank you, man.
A round of applause, innit? Just don't be no starving artist, man. I don't want to hear no starving artist story on this podcast, man.
It's like sucking dicks for gigs.
Yeah, and like you just out here pot noodle for dinner because you
sucking dicks.
And you wanted to.
Hey, there's a certain amount of it that like that. There's a certain amount of it that's sucking like dicks. Gary Vee, you know Gary Vee?
Yeah.
He says, you know, sometimes you just gotta eat shit for 2 years, man.
Yeah, sometimes you do.
As long as my kids are good and the bills are paid, like, fam, I'll eat a super noodles dinner, I don't give a shit.
Suck a dick to keep the lights on.
No.
Now you're on that.
No.
Damn, you don't want it that bad then.
Yeah. Huh?
You don't want it that bad.
So you suck a dick?
If need be.
Wow.
You don't want it that bad?
Yeah.
I hear rappers start spitting these bars.
Look, man, if you on your knees, you have to get on your knees.
No.
Right?
I'm a hustle.
I know you, man, are just trying to convince me to say it.
you stay over there.
I'm a hustle.
No, man, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
No.
He's a hustle.
No.
You don't want your kid to go starving. That's crazy.
No. Bro, my kid's not gonna go starving. One, I can get a job. And two, I can steal from Sainsbury's.
Wow. So you got.
I'm just suck a dick to steal food. I see the crackheads lick the shop.
So you'd rather do something criminal then?
100%.
Oh, wow, that's mad.
Then to suck a dick.
That's legal.
No, it's not.
It is.
Suck a dick is legal.
Yeah, for pleasure. Not if it's under duress.
Who says under duress?
Yeah.
Prostitution is illegal.
You could do it because you want to.
Nah, solicited is legal. You're not allowed to be a prostitute.
Yeah, you can't be on the street corner being like, hey, but, just
like, I'm here to suck dicks.
No, that's but definitely wait, that's sex work. Shout out to the sex workers.
Yeah, you can do sex work.
No.
Okay. Supplement the
income.
No, it's not like on sex workers, but
gag gig.
If any
gig gag.
No, if anyone says, "Yo, do you want this gig?"
Double gags.
If anyone says, "Do you want these gigs?" and I'm like, "Yeah," he's like, "Well, you gotta suck my dick." I'd be like, "Well, keep your gigs, bro."
Routed, principled, and that.
Well, what if they went?
Can I just say something for the record?
What they said.
The only reason I'm not taking these gigs is because, me personally, I don't like sucking dick.
But what if you need to?
These fucking bookers, sorry. Carry on.
Yeah, and that's how you'll be. You'll be like,
No, bookers, man, because I want to suck their dick, they're giving me gigs. No,
never. You know, someone asks you, are you free for a gig in like flipping 2027?
I think I know who it was.
And then you go, alright, what's the fee? It's for you to tell me the fee. It's like,
okay, you're
I think I know who it is.
Of course, I know who it is.
Is it a black promoter?
Yeah.
I said someone your way, by the way.
It's not the one, it's not the one that. I think it's Catford. Yeah!
from your story time.
Yeah, actually.
He hit me up early this week.
And I said, yeah, man's free. Is it for the November date?
Yeah.
And as he said, are you free? I said, yeah, but what's the details? He's like, I need to get, we need, like, shout out to the black comedy circuit, okay? Shout out to the black comedy circuit.
Shout out.
Yeah. Boom. Just let's get that off rip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout them out. First people to put money in my pocket. What?
Same here.
Yeah, same here, guys, right?
Same.
They put you in big theaters, big venues. Shout them out, yeah. But we need to get these guys together and say to them, this is not how you propose a booking to a comedian.
Because what? There's one gig, right? Sorry, this, because this isn't really very parody heavy. We'll do a parody dilemma in a bit. But there's one booker, we've got the Sunday gig.
Yeah.
When he first gave me that, sent that fee to me, I was like, oh, come on, bro, I can't do it for that. He goes, yeah. That's the fee. I was like, I actually respect that. It wasn't a, oh, I'll give you this, all right. That's the speaker, bro. It's not that kind of show, is it?
Yeah, you like, either hold it down or you don't.
I was like, all right, fair enough. I know what it is, and I do that gig now. Because it's like,
I think, I know. The one in East London?
Yeah. I know what that gig is. Yeah. I'll try and double up and I'll try some new shit. It's not high pressure. It's not in the... So I was like, fuck it. I'll just treat that gig for what that is. Not with disrespect, but just taking for what it is.
For what he took, like, for what they say. Yo, this is what it is.
Yeah. And what is convenient, it's London. But when you're telling me, I need to come to another city, you want to book me this for advance, and you'll go, you told me your fee. It's like,
you don't play cat and mouse games.
It's like, fine, I'll tell him my fee, and I know what's going to happen. I'm going to tell him my fee. And he said, oh,
can't do that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I actually want to check.
It's just like, what?
If they got back to me.
Or do you reckon he just messaged me because you said your fee? And he went,
nah.
Just check Darren instead.
That is funny. He said, no.
I didn't tell him enough. On purpose. He said, are you free this day? I said, yes, I am.
Yeah.
What is the details? AKA, time, set length.
Yeah.
But most importantly, what's that number, G?
Yeah. And you're going to be, I don't know how hot you were on numbers before, but now, you're going to be super hot.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to make sense.
Because you don't have real opportunity costs as a...
Yeah, you can't be like, I'll just do this one as a solid, like... Especially starting out, your kindness is going to go down terms of like, you're good to me, so I'll do your solid. All of these solids are like, I got bills to pay, cuz. All of that sort of.
Oh, Sheree's got bills to pay. joking.
But you definitely have to be judicious with the gigs that
had that chat with my agent and stuff like that. And we're talking about, sometimes there's off pod, got some info. A very big comedy club.
Oh.
Paying their acts terribly.
I'm guessing who that is. Anyway.
Let's get to a dilemma.
Let's slide a bit of parody.
Y'all men don't want to do it live on there?
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to do it live on there?
Let's get to a parody dilemma. Thank you for sending this one in person. Thank you kindly. Amen. This is what I was saying, man. You've got to know who you have your kids around. Mm-hmm. You've got to know who is spending time with your child. Whether this is nursery, whether this is relative's house, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whoever it is, you got to make sure you know who's spending time with the kids. This parenting dilemma goes into that in detail. So, imagine this is a husband and wife. Mother-in-law to the wife. So, that is the groom's mother. Got it? She got herself her new man. Who is now coming around to the house, spending time with a little kid, the three-year-old child. However,
he's the step-granddaddy.
Step-granddaddy. So, but they're just dating.
It's their date at the moment.
They're just dating. There's no ring on the finger. He's just trying to see. He's just trying to see what's going on. You know, he's got a new lady in the church. They met in the church. Don't know if that makes any difference.
Ooh.
But, you know, the Lord.
Depends what time.
What will he do with
them together? Well, yes, he will. Brought them together. Anyway, now.
Don't make mistakes.
The three-year-old, I don't know, granddaughter, is he his granddaughter, step-granddaughter, he calls her my girlfriend.
What?
That's what he says.
What?
My angel, my girlfriend.
This big man calls her you.
Big man with a beard and a bald head and a bowler hat. And
is it you?
Nah, man. That's okay. Like granddaddy.
Because you said big man with a... No. Now, you might have got yourself... I don't know what's going on in your personal life. I don't want to speak on it. You might have got yourself a little OAP.
Oh, damn.
A little OAP on the side. Hey, you get that ash cash.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah. Ass pussy.
Oh, that pussy. Hey, man. Hey, if I say what I say, we have to look off the pod. Hey, you can shoot indiscriminately. It don't matter, man. Hot damn. It's crazy. No scares. No pregnancy scares.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. There was this
this fucking death scares. Hey, wake up. What?
That's what? Oh, there's this video that it's nasty. Uh-oh, it's from last year.
Uh-oh.
It's in America.
Uh-oh, no.
There's this young guy, he must be like late teens.
Yeah.
And he's with this older lady, she's clearly a grandma. And then she's like, oh, what are you gonna do to me later, baby? What are you gonna do to me later? And everyone's like, why the fuck is he with this older lady? And he's like, don't worry, I'm going to knock you to a different dimension. They're all talking dirty. I think she's getting money at the cash register. But anyway, during, they have sex and they're in the bed now. And he said, like, she was, like, passing out. And he said that he didn't know whether he should call an ambulance for her because he literally was, like, knocking her block off and stuff like that. And just losing consciousness. I was like, imagine that phone call to the ambulance. Hey, it's 911 dispatch. What's your emergency? Oh, well, I'm with this old lady and I just... The dick was too much for her. Her eyes are going in all different directions. And
getting strong. I think
I killed her.
I fucked her into a stroke.
I mean, like, she drooling on one side. Her arm, she can't even...
Sir, can you just give us the address of where you are? Now, you got to give more details. What I'm saying is, because first I had a leg up in the air, hip cracked, and then I was just...
She can't feel this dick on one side of her vagina.
Sir, can we need the address, please.
She only fit in the left side of my penis. I've never had it before. Left side dick only being filled.
Sir, can you give us the address, please? Now we gotta say this. She took the teeth out, and that's it.
On one of the strokes, I felt a worm's original fall out. A worm's original fell out of ass.
Oh man, we were going stroke for stroke. I was giving her stroke. She had a stroke. We were going stroke for stroke. Stroke for stroke.
She was saying, "Oh Jesus!" I thought she was having a good time. She could really see him.
Hey man, you cannot be a young man giving your best game to an OAP. That is crazy. I don't care how much he's sponsoring you. That's what happens on all them. Obviously, that was in America, but that happened in the Gambia and all these.
Oh, the sex tourists.
The sex tourists. These old ladies going picking up these older men. They're risking their lives. I know they're trying to make the life for the young men better, but they're risking their lives because, you know, you 70 plus, you got them. Arthritic knees, and you got it with this young, strong, jacked up man. Hey, You risk your life, baby.
You wait till I get home and bend you over this Zuma friend.
No sex toys.
You better put the brakes on this bitch.
Yo! Hey, man, don't play them games. Oh, don't play them sort of games.
That's mad.
But yeah, there's nothing to suggest any improper sexual activity between this older fella and the three-year-old. Oh, hold down.
Hold down. You heard her said this. That's a mess.
Yeah, hold down. That's going to go crazy. Yeah. However, obviously, understandably, the lady has written into us is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What would you say to that? It's just a word. It's meant with love.
My girlfriend.
Nah.
It's meant with love.
I've got a real big problem with this. Because I always said, like, I've always used that as a kind of way to prove a point. You know, because sometimes what happens is, like, little boys get sexualized really early.
Mm.
It's like, oh, isn't it cute? He's going to be a little heartbreaker.
No doubt.
He's my little boyfriend. Da-da-da. And he's like, all right, stop that. Like, he's a child.
100%.
And if you're like, I'm messing around, I'm just like, when you say, what if it was a little girl? And there's a guy doing that, it's fucking off. And yeah, this is actually it. This is a, so for me, socially, it's kind of accepted that people say those things to little boys.
Yeah.
But there's no society that accepts that.
I don't know where
this guy grew up. Where you from? This is cool. To be grandma's boyfriend and be like, I'm gonna call this one my little girlfriend.
Oh, it's a sound.
I was like,
hey, grandma. Where did you meet him? The park.
Oh, hot damn.
Well, who's he with? I mean, he was his grandchildren, I assume.
They're all different races, but you know. And he's binoculars. And
I saw him coming out of the bushes.
What do you mean? Which one's yours? I don't know yet. Oh, man.
Let's not rush into a decision.
As someone who's got a legitimate reason to be in the park with my kids, I do everything I can to not look like a nonce in the park.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
For real.
Seriously, that's why I like going to parks where there's just mainly white kids and it's just me and my kids, because they see the black kids, see me, be like, eyes with them.
It's easily discernible.
Hey, must be nice.
Have anyone
looked at me like, so you came with one and stole another one?
Have you ever had anyone question you?
One time, we was in Weatherspoons.
Yeah.
And,
should we give some context? People who have been listening know that your child obviously light in Hugh. But
yeah.
Hugh, yeah.
It's not an edit, mate.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's fucking the TV.
That's a joke. I'm a person, but that's a new
word. What fuel you got on your son?
Sentence.
I got that Cairo on him.
Sentence display.
Siri, turn up the brightness. You got a privacy screen on your son?
Privacy screen. Yo.
My son. This is cool. Let's just call it what it is. Unless you look at our faces, so I'm told.
Yeah, because I've seen pictures of you as a child.
Yeah.
And obviously seen your son.
Yeah.
And your son looks like you.
Yeah. So, but in first glance, my son doesn't look like mine. He doesn't look like he's my child. Is what it is. He's got blonde hair. Used to have blue eyes, but they're kind of fading.
Happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I keep feeding him curry goat, so maybe that's what's happening. but yeah, so he was in the Weatherspoons, and basically it was me, Alani, and Keziah, and Cherie, and basically a lot of her family come over from abroad where they live. So it's basically me. So basically me,
mm-hmm.
Alani,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of white dogs.
a bag of them.
Including my son. one of Sheree's family members went up to the bar and a lady was going, the girl's definitely his, but the boy, I'm not so sure. And apparently Sheree's aunt just turned around and went, actually, it's other way around. And she was like, oh. So, yeah, that's happened. I remember they came to visit me at work. And there was a girl at work, and she was like, so who was that baby? And I was like, that's my son. And she was like, that's not your son. And I was like, that's my
son. No decorum.
Yeah. And I was in my...
At least walk away and chat shit behind your back. To
Go to a colleague. Find a colleague to, like, share this moment with. Be like...
She was like, no way, that's not... I was like, yeah, is that baby? I was like, yeah. Your son? Yeah. No, nothing. But I was with my friend, Lee, who is basically a carbon copy of my son, right? Yeah. Except he's got darker hair, but he's like a very, very, very light-skinned, mixed-race guy.
Yeah.
His son... he's got a child with, and I believe his son's mum is Ghanaian or... Anyway, it's not important. She's African, right? Yeah. And his son is very, very light as well.
Yeah.
A little bit darker than my son, I would say, but still. So obviously she probably gets it on the flip side, like, yeah. I swear down, that's your son.
Yeah.
And he was about to go off. Like, he's from Battersea Croydon, right?
Yeah, because he's probably grown up with all this shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So, why are you begging it?
I'm begging who I am.
It used to really wind me up because, look, I know that it's a talking point. Mm. It was a talking point for me.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and within the confines of our own home or with, like, friends and stuff like that, I'll make jokes. For example, when I was in New York not too long ago, and me and my mum, we went to a like a soul food restaurant. And
Your mum rolled out with you too?
She came along as well. And she actually didn't like too much of the food. Mm. So I was just sitting there.
I've heard soul food's overrated.
I thought it was very nice.
Don't let the African Americans see that.
Yeah, I thought
comment in the comments.
But I just kept going to my mum.
Put this as a TikTok hit. Hey, African Americans, soul food shit. What I've been told.
Look at the disclaimer.
He's protecting himself from getting shot whenever he fits.
Hey, TSA gonna shoot you.
But yeah, she didn't like none of the food, really, and I just kept going to her. You don't like this? That's mad. You ain't black like that, yeah. And then I FaceTime my son later on. I was like, saying, "Yo, what's going on?" He's saying all these, like, trying to say all these words. And I want to go, do you want to know something funny, son? You ain't black! And you can't say that. And I was like, I can say that. But basically, to wrap up my personal bit, is that it used to really grind my gears, but we've kind of learnt to just kind of, you know, just say something offhand to whoever's saying something stupid. But people would comment on that before they asked, how is he? Is he happy?
Yeah,
is he healthy? Mm. Like, how's it going? How are you feeling? How's it all? So, you know, like, when people had kids...
If you say people comment on, as in, like, so when people are checking in with you, like, your family members and stuff, or
no, I'm just saying that, like, some people, like... So, basically, all the godparents and stuff like that, like, when they met Kazai before, they were, like, even asked to be godparents or whatnot, didn't bat an eyelid, whatever.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But it's kind of, like, externally, and some people you know, but you might not be that close with. Except for my brother. My brother commented on it straight away. But anyway, but people just be like, I'll be like, this is my son, this is because I, and they'll be like, wow, that baby's white. And I'll be like, this baby's healthy. This baby's happy. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really matter. 10 fingers, 10 toes. If you, like, you know, you'd understand if you knew what it took to get him here, and you can't care if this guy came out green, you know what I mean? It's going to be really, really funny to watch him say the N-word when he grows up. So, how about that for a party trick, yeah? When he pulls up to your function, it completely ruins the vibe, yeah? that's going to be his origin story. I've got a list. We're hitting up funerals.
That is great. I don't know the rule.
And
how much black is allowed to say the N-word? That's the thing. I don't know.
Well, in America,
about 2% Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
that's 6ix9ine running a book. That's 6ix9ine running a fucking book.
That's what it is.
It's true. Yeah. If you're from a new borough,
I grew up in the Bronx, man. Bronx. No, it's like, aren't you Danish?
You got Rasmus Højlund saying,
I'm a Viking.
City. I'm allowed to say it. I like to say the word. The word's very nice.
Very nice, man. Very
nice. Phonetically, very good.
Some of you from New York, you can say the N word. That's the new rule.
That's what he's about.
That's the new rule. Yeah,
you're allowed to say if you're from New York.
Running
you're allowed to say if you're from New York and or you're a victim of the Diddy scandal. Yeah. You get a pass.
Americans are crazy. They're doing 23 and me. There's like, you're like 0.5 Egyptian. Egyptian? African nigga!
I'll be me!
Pyramid ass. That's
American. You see all this gold on me? I'm a pharaoh, nigga.
A pyramid ass nigga. That's different gravy.
Hieroglyphic ass nigga.
That is different.
I don't even know how to spell hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics.
That is different. Crazy for the N word. But yeah. But no, that is.
That's a very poignant point you bring up.
No, it's poignant. And it's a mad thing, like, because if we have to be honest with these conversations, like, we have an obsession with bloody skin tone. In general, not like individuals, but as a community, we have an obsession with skin tone and to go on about things like that. So it's
do you think
juxtapose that with what it takes to actually bring a child into this world?
Mm.
And it does sound very kumbaya about, you know, the skin colour doesn't matter, but really in that context, it really doesn't fucking matter. Mm. It really doesn't fucking matter. You know what I mean? So. Yeah.
I was going to make it less, more political, less personal, so that's why I wanted you to land. But do you think that is, because obviously a few years ago, Archie, royal family, dark skin colour, the baby, and that question was asked about whether it was Charles, whoever asked the question. And it was, I'm not going to tar all black people with the same brush, but if you believe the media class, black people weren't happy with that question being asked.
But black people lied.
Yeah, and obviously then Chris Rock came up.
That question came from black people.
Yeah. So what do you think is something that black people are conscious of? Not that you can speak for black people, or do you think it's more of a conscious thing than people will make out? Because you're saying that everyone came to you, and not everyone, but people come to you asking that question, then clearly it's at the forefront of people's minds. Wherein we're meant to be these people who aren't so focused on that. I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, I know what you mean. I think there is also a difference between before the baby's here and once the baby's here.
Mm.
I think it's a fair question of curiosity. Especially any kind of like interracial thing.
Yeah.
I wonder what.
Whose gene is going to win?
What trait, what features you're taking from each parent? Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine to speculate. But once the baby's here now.
There's nothing to speculate.
Right, that baby's white. It's like, what can I do with that comment?
Yeah.
You know, because my daughter, she was flipping pictures from. That melanin did not kick in till about, I would say, 6 months.
Oh, well, just cooling off, taking its time.
She was like whiter than white people. Like, it's like, no pigmentation was in her skin.
At all.
Yeah, she was just like, she was ill. Like, it just didn't make sense. It's like a ghost. Mm-hmm. Like, I see these pictures, I'm like, what? Shit, I forgot that's what she looked like.
Yeah. Did you get comments then when she was proper young?
No, but we say we go to a restaurant, there's like me, Naomi, and then Zaydee.
Yeah.
You see people kind of just like,
They're doing something in their head.
Yeah, you can see this, they did make a massive. Plus, she had like black curly hair.
Okay.
She's got the features, but they're kind of just like,
Mapping.
Yeah, but I think black people know that obviously black babies come out undercooked.
Mm.
Well, not all black, but some. Most do.
I did, but apparently my knuckles and ears were dark.
Right, yeah.
It's the first thing I checked on.
This child.
God damn it!
I was trying to find a picture. Not for the pod, but yeah. But
there's also, in reverse, there's like, because obviously those things play on your mind. Not necessarily mine to the point where it's like, I see these things, but like, Sheree will show me like videos of like a whole family.
Yeah,
and of an interracial couple, a whole family.
Just
and the first kid's like my complexion, the next kid's like my mum's complexion, the next kid's like my son's complexion, and the next kid's dark again. And it's like, so this is just a thing that happens. But you also, what you also see my son. Yeah. And then they hit like five, and then it's like everything changes.
Yeah.
And like a little bit of whatever comes in, and but like I say, like yeah, it doesn't really bother me. We did like, but on that with the questions, I remember Lani being like, "What would my brother look like?"
Mm.
Yeah. And obviously, just in my head, I'll just be like, "Well, he will look like you."
Because
just in my head, I'm just like, "Ah, this baby's coming out." quote unquote commercial mixed race.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like and he didn't. So then I had egg on my face. With a 6 year with a 7 year old.
Because obviously that comes from curiosity from your daughter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rather than anything.
And obviously on paper, different dad, she's not silly, she knows that. And it's like, well, will he look like he's my brother? Like I wanna look like my brother, my brother to look like me. And stuff like that. So, but yeah, man, they're just two crazy ass peas in a pod, man.
Yeah, you know I mean, but for the dilemma, though, I guess.
Back to the dilemma. Yeah. So, yeah, I think the granddad needs to choose his language carefully. But she did say that she was debating whether to say something, but she did, and obviously caused a bit of awkwardness, as you can imagine, in the house. But they've now barred granddaddy or step granddaddy from seeing the child.
Oh shit.
Yeah, good. I mean, you got to do whatever it takes to get a self proclaimed paedophile out of your house.
Self identified pedo. This man is literally a sip.
You mean, case to the airport, anything to declare? Yep.
I like kids.
And I cannot lie.
Everyone got it.
Bro, like,
okay. You can't accept me for the things I like.
This is gonna be a wild thing to try and land, yeah, but like, let me try and land this play. Obviously, none of us are on that shit.
Yep.
Yeah? Just get that out there right now.
That's cool.
Yeah. When you guys became parents,
mm-hmm.
or even, like, not necessarily for me, it was obviously when I became a parent, but, you know, maybe nieces and nephews, where you hang around, you're around a kid for that long.
Yeah.
When you're just like, people out there, like, you're mad jarring. Like, day to day, you guys are mad jarring.
Yeah.
What's attractive about that? Like, what are these men on? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Murderer, I can get. Like, all other crimes, I can get. What are you men on, bro? First of all, these men are hella. I'm looking for ways to get out the house.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I don't want this to go across.
That's why I think they've got a genuine brain issue.
Yeah,
but I think it comes through control. It's more the attraction of control and being the one to dictate and stuff like that. Because that's the, as you say, that can be the only appeal, because obviously they're annoying day to day, they're irritants, they throwing tantrums, all this stuff. Why would you want to be like, if you're not related to someone like that, why would you want to be around that?
Yeah,
unless you're being paid as a
guardian.
Yeah, like why would you want to be around that?
So and I work in education. I'm like, you brothers, fam, fuck off.
Yeah. So to be attracted to that, your brain is like completely different.
Yeah, men are tapped.
Absolutely.
But like I said.
So you're in protection. You're like, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to the mum. She. Everyone else was oblivious, but there was a paedophile in the house. She sniffed him out.
Yeah.
And got rid of him. No, props to you. True. We should get you around the entertainment industry.
Hey, she sniffs it out early. You know, but that's the thing. For when it's your child, you can be judge and jury, and you can probably be seen as extreme, but people will back it.
Yeah.
When it's not a child, people say you're going too far, you're taking it too far. So, for example, if this was in the work environment and someone said something untoward and they said, you know what, you're no longer on this project, you can't do that. That's now a whole legal thing.
Sure.
So,
when it's your kids, you're allowed to go as crazy as you want.
You can be crazy and people be like, you know what, it's your child, fair enough. But when it's no longer your child or it's that same scenario but in a different circumstance, There's problems. You can't be as militant because people say you're taking it too far, or you can't be judge and jury.
I think when it comes to kids, everyone should be on the same page. Right? You say something wild, like buck wild, in a work environment. It's not like, yo, we're in the staff room and your bread is in there and you're just fucking around.
Yeah.
If it's like we're working on a project or we're just in a staff meeting and you say something buck wild, fam, exit stage left.
Yeah.
No. When it comes to anything to do with children.
Yeah, because
there is that sort of like.
That's actually the other day at work, right? In the meeting room, and one guy, some young girl walked past, and one guy goes, "Who's this little girl in the office?" Like, and someone's like, "Oh, we need to watch you, put you on the register." And I thought, "No, I'm not doing this joke." I went, to be fair, that sounded more of like parental concern. He's completely like. It's completely undermined this woman who's actually thinking she's a
That's
girl.
Exactly what I thought. Yeah. I was like, if I was that girl, I'd be like, are you taking the fucking piss? Because I make my own money and pay my own bills.
I didn't get actually pervy vibe. And everyone's kind of like, actually, to be fair. Yeah. And then he goes, no, she's an intern. She's old enough to work.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, okay. He goes, no,
he goes,
I was genuinely concerned. I thought like, it was someone's kid. And then he was making jokes about bring your kids to work, mate. Yeah. And then someone's just let their kid just walk around the office. But yeah.
So you decided where that joke went. So yeah, if you were a bit more immature, you could have really made that awkward for that.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm just gonna give the joke a little nudge into that direction.
See, it's sensible.
I will say this though, there's nowhere funnier than to insinuate someone's a paedophile on stage. It's the best.
Oh, so easy.
It is the best.
Well, everyone laps it up.
Oh, mate. I'll run it for the whole show.
Nods is a free laugh.
I've got a joke about the word, like saying about how good British humour is, because nowhere else ever in the world could you call someone a nonce and get away with it. Your mate. It's be like, where are you? We're about to leave. Come on, man. Where are you? He's like, I'm taking a shortcut. I'm just coming through the park. The park? You fucking nonce.
Bang bang done.
Done.
Done. Yeah. Shut down. Shut down the venue. But we should probably leave it on that. We should probably leave it on that. That's a good scenario.
Sniff them out. They're in there somewhere. Whether they're relating to you or not. If they're not in there, they're on their way. The paedophiles are in your house. Sniff them out. Get them out.
Shout out to the mum.
Yeah, shout out to the mum. Be proactive, man. Yeah. Get the paedophiles out. Get the nonces. Don't go stroke for stroke. That's crazy. And that's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Michael Akadiri. To the left has been...
K to the A to the Z in the middle of Michael Akadiri and Darren G. Pause.
Boom blast. Boom blast. He's in the middle of two dicks that you can suck both. And to the left, to the left...
What? It's Darren G. Darren G.
Take care and...
I'm not sucking the dicks.
Go put bread on the table!
Apart